Gemara brings a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon by the mitzvah of Melicha. The Gemara brings a braisa, bris melech oilam hi, shetehei bris amur b'melech divir Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Shimon Oymer Nema Kam Bris Melech Oylam Hi V'Nema Lahalam Bris Kunas Oylam Kishem Shei Efshe L'Korbonois B'Loi Kuhune Kach Hi Efshe L'Korbonois B'Loi Melech. Rashi learns that there's no Machloikis in Din between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. It's only the whole Machloikis is as to where the makor that korbanis need melicha. Okay, we'll get to Be'ezus Hashem, we'll get back to this in a while, but let's see further in the Gemara. The Gemara says like this: Omer Rav Yosef, Rav Ketana Didon Sevirolei. The Gemara is coming to answer that Rav says a klal, which the Gemara brings on the top of your Testament base, Kol mokim shehirze l'cho akosuv b'toira mincha eina elo la'akev. That means any time the Torah says by mincha something and it repeats and it says it twice, it tells us that it's ma'akev. And the Gemara is medayik that dafka if it's hirze l'cho akosuv, if it says it only once, it's not ma'akiv. And the Gemara, that's the Gemara's kasha, melicha leitoni beikra. The Torah doesn't repeat the mitzvah of melicha. The Torah says it once by mincha, and nevertheless, it's ma'akiv, like the Gemara brings from this b'raisa. And then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Rav, who the Gemara is medayik from Rav's words, that if it's loy hirze l'cho akosuv, it's not ma'akiv. He holds ketana didon that taka loy molach is kosher. Rav ketana didon sevila d'omo loy molach kosher b'derech agav. The Gemara brings Rav, even though Shmuel l'choyer also should agree to Rav that where it's loy tona be'kro, it's not ma'akiv. Why? And where it's Shmuel, the Gemara, we won't go into this now, but the Gemara before would appear from the Gemara before that Shmuel only disagrees with Rav if Doiros Mishoy Alfino. But Shmuel agrees to Rav, to the Iki Yisoid, that Hirza only when it's Hirza L'cho HaKosuv V'mincha it's Ma'akim. When it's not Hirza L'cho HaKosuv, it's not Ma'akim. So why does the Gemara only quote Rav, as if the whole kasha was only on Rav and not on Shmuel, that we have to leave for now? Says the Gemara, Rav holds like the Tan of the Mishnah who holds Taka, that Melich is not Ma'akiv. It says in the Mishnah, on Dafid Chesamid Aleph, Loi Molach is kosher. Omalei Abaye, Ihochi lo yotzak nami, lo yotzak klal. When the Mishnah says Loi Molach kosher, the Mishnah, Tain is Abaye, Abaya asks L'choira, when the Mishnah on Daf Yudches says L'imolach kosher, the Mishnah doesn't mean that without Melich at all it's kosher. V'horaya, he brings a proof to this, just like by Lo Yotzak, the same Mishnah, the Mishnah says if a person, if Yitzika wasn't done, Yitzika, that's the third Matana by a Mincha. First is the first matana of shemen. It's putting the shemen in the kli. Then there's the soilus on top. There's the matan shemen leblila, which by mincha soilus is, let's say, mincha soilus is after you put the soilus on, you put the matan shemen and you do the blila, and then the kmitza. But before the kmitza, there's a third matan shemen called yitzika. Yitzika. The Mishnah says, Lo Yotzak is kosher. Now, Lo Yotzak is kosher means lo yotza garul, yitzik is ma'akiv. That's the sugi before, that yitzik is li'kuva. Says the Gemara, elamai lo yotza koyen elazar. When the Mishnah says lo yotza kosher, it doesn't mean that if yitzik wasn't done at all, it means it wasn't done through a koyen. Azar did it. Is hocha nami. So too by Malicha, when it says Leimolach Kosher, the Mishnah doesn't mean that Malicha wasn't done at all. Leimolach Koyin, El Azar. Azar did the Malicha. Bekitze, Abaye is saying that when the Mishnah says Leimolach Kosher, there is no such Mishnah that a Mincha that has no Malicha is Kosher. Where Malicha wasn't done at all, it's kosher. The Mishnah means that a Koyin didn't do the Malicha, but it was done through a Zah. Ein Achanami, if Malicha wasn't done at all, it's going to be possible. Is Hadra Kushi Laduchta? That's what the Gemara was asking. It's Loiton Bekra, and it's not, and it's Ma'akiv. Rabbi Yosef says, Rav holds like our Tana, the Tana of the Mishnah that Yuches that holds that Malicha is not Ma'akiv. There's no such Mishnah. Now, what is Rabbi Yosef answer to Abaye's kasha? Says Rabbi Yosef, no, it can't be that Leimolach Koyin Elazar Yitzika. That's Taka the Pshat by Yitzika Lo Yotza Koyin Elazar Malicha. When the Mishnah says Leimolach Kosher, the Mishnah can't mean Leimolach Koyin Elazar. Why? And we'll try to focus a little bit on this, what the Gemara says now. Says Rabbi Yosef, V'chisale al daitoch shezal korev legabi mizbeach. It's not oila al adas, that's a bit mea. V'chisale al daitoch, could it be? That means it's not oila al adas that a zal could enter, should do a pa'ula, or we call it an avoida, which has to be done on the mizbeach. Like Rashi says, Malicha was done by Rosh Hashanah mizbeach, so it can't be, it's an impossibility, that when the Mishnah says Leimolach, the Mishnah means Leimolach Koyin Elazar, because Malicha was done on the mizbeach, Rosh Hashanah mizbeach, and a zar can't be korev legabe hamizbeach, so the Mishnah has to mean loimolach that no malicha was done. But if a zar does the malicha, then it's as if the malicha lechoyre the Gemara means it's as if the malicha wasn't done. Now we'll get to that soon. What happens b'diavad? But akoponim Rav Yosef is. Rabbi Yosef is tying back to Abaye that is a svore over here for of v'chisala al daito. That means it can't be. It's not oila al adas that a zav, that the Mishnah means if a zav does the malicha, it's kosher because v'chisala al daito. It's not oila al adas a zav korv l'gavi mizbeach. Now, what does the Gemara mean, and what's the machloikis over here? So let's a little bit discuss the taina of v'chisal al daitoch shezakov l'gavim mizbeach. This same svara v'chisal al daitoch shezakov l'gavim mizbeach we find in another two places. We find it by Malika of Oilas Ha'oif in the sugya. That's the sugi in Zvochim on the Samachay Amir Aleph. The Gemara brings a braisa. Umolach HaKoyein. Says Rabbi Akiva, Omar Rabbi Akiva, v'chisala al daitoch sheza korv l'gabi mizbeach, elamata meloi makoyin shetei melika ba'atzmoy shel koyin. Rabbi Akiva says we don't need a special posik telling us that melika of Oilus HaOif has to be done through a Koyein, because V'chisal G'daydech Shezah Korev L'gavi Mizbeach. We have a third place, the Gemara in Yuma Daf Memhei Amid Aleph. The Gemara says by Hatzosas Al Yisa, that's the small twigs that the Koyen has to burn on the Mizbeach, that's, they were part of the Ma'arocha, and the Gemara discusses over there if a Zav could burn. How do we know? Where's the Makor that a Zav can't be Metzis, can do the burning of the twist, the twigs for the Ma'arocha, which the Gemara that's referred to as Atzosas Al Yisa. And the Gemara brings a Machloikis Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. Rav Shimon, if I recall, Rav Shimon should say that we don't need a special posik that a Kohen has to do it, because V'chisal K'daydech Shezah Kor V'gavi Mizbeach. Rav Yehuda replies, but Efshe D'Koya Ara V'Ovid B'Mapucho, it's not a raya. Maybe a Zav could also do this Hatzosis Al Yisa, but how could he do it if he's not allowed to go to the Mizbeach? The answer is, he could stand on the ground on the Ritzvah of the Azora and take a blower, Mapucho, and through a, we call it a pipe or something that blows the air and ignites the fire on the Mizbeach. And therefore, from that if the Hatzosis Aisa was done on the Mizbeach, doesn't tell us, not necessarily a raya, that it can't be done through a Zav. How could he go to the Mizbeach? He'll stand on the Ritzvah and he'll take a Mapucha and he'll be Mekayim this Hatzosis Aisa through that Mapucha. Memela, without a special posuk, we wouldn't know that Hatzosis Al Yisa can be done through a Zav. That's the Gemara over there. Now, here, Kan, and over there as well, Yesh Mokim Lachkor, in these three places that we have, the Gemara by us, by Melicha, the Gemara in Zvochim, by Melike Sa'oif, and the Gemara in Yuma Memhei by Atzosis Al Yisa. What's the Svara of Chisal G'daydech Shezah Korev L'gavi Mizbeach? So here we can clear. Is it a Svara that there's an Isser Knisa, just like we know that a Zal can't go into the Heichol? The question is, maybe the Gemara is saying that a Zal can't go in the Mokim HaMizbeach, he's not allowed to enter. Is that what the Gemara means? Or the Gemara means something else? The Gemara means a special Svara, that when the Torah gives, call it a pu'ula that has to be done, the Rosh HaMizbeach, Torah says that kach v'kach has to be done, the Rosh HaMizbeach, it's a svara that the Torah gave it to the Kohanim, dafke, and not to the Zohar. Why? Because v'chisal k'daydech shezah korev l'gavi Mizbeach, it's a svara that any pu'ula that has to be done on the Mizbeach was said to Kohanim and not to Zorim, regardless if there's an Issa D'Oraisa of Knisa L'Zorim. That means, in short, Tzad 1 is that when the Gemara says V'chisal K'daydoch, it's a svara that the Gemara is saying it's an Issa Knisa. There's an Issa for Azar to enter this area of the Mizbeach. Or the Gemara doesn't mean that. The Gemara means a separate thing, that a separate svara that an avoida that's done on the Mizbeach was given, is given to Kohanim and not to Zorim. But as far as is there an Issa Knisa, will he be like it? Will he be over an Issa if he goes there? No. These two tzadim, the Mishnah Lamelech talks about Barichos in the end of Hilchis Bias Mikdosh. But L'chaira, to sum up, these two tzadim, L'chaira, we would tend to say like this. To say that the Gemara means that it's an Issik Nisa, let's say that might be the simple way of looking at it, and we would have to say a Chiddush that there's an Issa for Azar to go on the Mizbeach, a new Issa. We have to know where it says it. The Rambam doesn't bring it Mefurish anywhere, and in fact the Ramban is Mashman Sefer Mitzvah said there is no such Issa. The Mishavach, I think, wants to say that the Rambam holds there is, even though it's interesting the Rambam never brings it anywhere Mefurish. And the Ramban is pretty clear and safe on mitzvahs that he holds there is no such Issa. But let's say there is, that's what the Gemara means, there is such an Issa. And the Gemara, but the question is, the Gemara, let's take the Gemara in Zvachim, the Gemara says that with the Torah it doesn't have to say Umolak HaKoyin, says Rabbi Kiva, because of this svara, v'chisal g'day d'chazah korv l'gavim izbeach. Now, if the Gemara means because there's an Issa Knisa, l'choy the Gemara is merav se'igre. The price is merav se'igre. Zolzai, taka, we have gone without a pasuk u'molak hakoyin, and Rabbi Kiva is saying the pasuk doesn't have to tell us kuhuna by melike soilus o'oiv, we would know it anyways. Why? Because a zar can't go onto the mizbeach. The chayre, if the gemara, if the svar is only a svar that the gemara is saying there's an issa knisa, the tzad one, there's an issa to a zar. The chayre, first of all, let's say he was over on the issa, but let's say a second thing. Let's say a koyin goes without big day kuhuna. Let's say a Koyin Balmum goes there. Well, let's make it easy. A Koyin without Begod Big Day Kuhuna goes there. Als the din of Vichisal Kedaita Shezakov Legavi Mizbeach, that's only on a Zar. A Koyin's allowed to go. But if there's a din Kuhuna that was said, that Malika needs to be done with a Koyin because it's an Avoider that's Toyin Kuhuna. So then the Koyin, if he doesn't have the Big Day Kuhuna, we know the klal all over, Ein Big Day Im Aleihem, Ein Kuhunasim Aleihem. A Koyin without Big Day Kuhuna is like a Zar, that's a whole sugi in Zvachim Daf Yud Ches, Ein Big Day Im Aleihem, Ein Kuhunasim Aleihem. The Kasha was bothering me for a long while, but the Olam showed me, the Tosis HaRosh in Yuma asked the Kasha, Daf Memhei. And he blieb schwer. So it would appear that the Tais Rosh could be did learn it's an Issa Knisa. But the Mishnah Lamelech entertains the other tzad to answer this question. You would say, perhaps, the Gemara, like the second tzad, the Gemara doesn't mean the Issa Knisa. The Gemara means a new svara, that of the Torah gave a certain pu'ula that should be done on the, that has to be done on the Mizbeah, the Torah only gave it to Kohanim and not to Zorim. So the Svara of Chisal Kedaitach already is telling us that there's a Din Kuhuna. Not that the Gemara means there's a Knisa, maybe there is no Issa Knisa, like the Mashma in the Ramban, and the Rambam doesn't bring it, and the Issa Knisa alone is not sufficient for us to know that there's a Din Kuhuna. But maybe the Gemara means like the second Sad that we mentioned before, which the Mishnah Lamelech wants to say, he entertains such a Sad, that it's a special Svara that an Avoid, a Pu'ula that was given on Beroish HaMizbeach was given only to a Koyin, Umi Din Kuhuna, Midin Avoida. If that's the case, then we don't have to say that the Gemara means an Issa Knisa. There is no Issa Knisa. But since it was given on the Rosh HaMizbeach, it's a svar that it's an avoida that needs kuhuna. If it needs kuhuna, it needs big day kuhuna. A kohen b'amum can either do it. If that's what the Gemara means, but there's a question, that would be the poshit, maybe the pashtus even. And that's why even if a zar is over and let's say he goes up on the mizbeach and does it, but it's the avoda won't be kosher because the svara b'chisal g'daytoch is a svara that it's an avoda that needs kohuna. But there's another question. The question is the Gemara in Yuma brings Rabbi Yehuda that says that he could stand on the ritzbah and take a pipe, whatever it is, a mapucha, and blow through this mapucha and be mekayim the atzosus al yisro without having to stand on the mizbeach. If that's the case, so it would appear that the Gemara means the issa knisa. If the Gemara doesn't mean the issa knisa, the Gemara only means an abayah that was given on the Reish HaMizbeach, was given only to Kohanim and not to Zorim. So what's Rabbi Yehuda saying? Efshed de koya are ve'over b'mapucha. That means Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on the svara of a chisal kedai d'shezak hov l'gabi mizbech over there in Yuma by Atzos Asal Yisrael, because he could stand on the ritzvah. So what if he could stand on the ritzvah? But the actual avoida, the actual Atzos Asal Yisrael, has to be done on the Reish HaMizbeach. So if it has to be done on the Reish HaMizbeach, the second sad that we mentioned before would imply that anything that has to be done on the Reish HaMizbeach, it's kolul in them, that it's an avoida. So what's Rabbi Yehuda answering to Rav Shimon that efshed the koya ara ve'over b'mapucha? So what? But the actual atzosus aliyah has to be done on the Reish HaMizbeach. That alone would be a raya that it's an avoida that's given to kohanim dafka, not to zolim. So we would have to say something. We would have to say, to answer up these kashes, we would have to say as follows: that avada, at the end of the day, the Gemara means v'chisal gadai v'shezak korv l'gavim mizbeach. Not that it's an issa knisa, and all there is an issa knisa. The Gemara means as follows: since there's an issa for zar, taka, it starts with an issa knisa. That's the tzad rishon that we mentioned. That was the first tzad. There's an issa knisa. Now, since there's an issa knisa, because of that, the only way to do this avoida is for zar to be over on the issa knisa. That's why it's a svara that when the Torah gave that pe'ula, was given only to kohanim and not to zar. But says Rabbi Yehuda, but if that thing could be done without a zar being over on this Iknisa, then there's no raya that it was given to kohanim. That means like this. Summing it up, we would have to say as follows: avada, at the end of the day, the Gemara means v'chisal k'daydech, like tzatu, that the Gemara means an avoida that was a pu'ula that was given to be done b'roish ha-mizbech, it was given only to kohanim and not to zar. But why is there a svara that it was given to kohanim and not to zorim? Because since the pu'ula has to be done by Reish HaMizbeach, and the only way to do it is for the person, the oivei, to go up on the Reish HaMizbeach. And a kohen, a zar can't go on the Reish HaMizbeach because of the issa knisa. He's not allowed to enter the Mizbeach. So because of that, it's a svara that this pu'ula was given only to kohanim b'toiras avoida, and it wasn't given to zorim. But avada, because of this svara, it's taken avoida. Memele, summing it up, it's taka like tzad tu, at the end of the day, it's an avoida. And memele, a kohen without begodim can't do it. And a kohen balmum can't either do it. You need a kosher koyin, like all dine avoida, like every avoida. They need all dine avoida. But the Gemara is saying the svara is only because that it was given on the mizbeach, and a zav is not allowed to go on the mizbeach. So, in this svara v'chisal g'day shezak ovel gam v'mizbeach, we can conclude that it's muchach that is an issa for a zar to go on the mizbeach, and because of that, it's a svara that when the Torah gave something on the Rosh HaMizbeach, the Torah gave it b'toiras avoida that has to be done through al yedei koyhanim, through koyhanim dafka, not through zorim. And today, once there's such a svara, says Rabbi Akiva in Zvachim Dav Samachay, the Torah doesn't have to say umolak hakoyin, because if malika has to be done b'Rosh HaMizbeach and the oyved has to go up on the mizbeach, if he can't do it anyway in a different oifin, a different fashion, therefore when the Torah gave malika that has to be done b'Rosh HaMizbeach, it's a svara that the Torah only gave it to a koyin, and there's a din with a din kuhuna. The same applies to Atzosis Al Yisrael, and the same applies to the Gemara by us by Malicha. It will come out Lefidem, again, not the Taisus HaRosh obviously didn't learn like that, because the Taisus HaRosh is asking that a Koyin without Begadim should be able to do the Avoida. Obviously the Taisus HaRosh learned that is the Gemara means it's not more than an Issa Knisa, but however, to answer up all the Shailas, we would say that it starts with the Issa Knisa, it ends with this, that it's an Avoida that has to be done through a Koyin with all the Dine Kuhuna. In fact, the sheet over here, it's not so clear what he means in the first he brings our Rabbeinu Peretz, and he brings our Taisus Chitzonis. We'll get to that Blineder in a minute, but just to conclude with one kasha. To sum up, there's a Issa Knisa. We have to know the Rambam doesn't bring it. The Ramban, it's not a problem. The Mishlemech says Psar Tshuva, but you have to know what he means over there. It's not a problem. This Gemara would be mashma that there's an Issa for Azar to go on the Mizbeach. But because of this Svara Taka, anything that has to be done by Rosh HaMizbeach needs kuhuna im kol dine kuhuna. Now, it's interesting that there's a machlok you see Abaye v'Rav Rabbi Yosef, if that means the Gemara brings over here that Omar Levi Chisal Adayda Shezak Kov Legabi Mizbeach, it would appear that Abaye doesn't hold of this Svara over here. The question is why not? In other places, it's Rabbi Akiva, it's Tanoim, Rab Shimon, Rab Yehuda, they both agree that there's such a svara. Ovid ben Mapucha doesn't apply over here. L'choyra. But there's a big problem, and we'll conclude this with one very, very big, we could say it's a tzorich in Godel. That's how shvel this is. L'choyra, in the other two places that we find this svara, v'chisal kedai d'shazakov l'gabim izbeach, that's only where the thing that has to be done, whether it's the malikas oilas ha'oif, like the sugin zochim samachay, whether it's the atzosis al yisa, that's the sugin yumim emhei, that's only where that has to be done, has to be done b'roishay shomizbeach dafke. Here we're talking about malicha. Now, Rashi quotes the Braisa that the Gemara brings on Chof Alf Amud Beis, the Tosefta actually, B'shloisha Mekoimois HaMelach Nesuna B'lishkois HaMelach, there were three places where the Melach lied. One, B'lishkois HaMelach, a second place, Al-Gabi HaKevesh, a third place, U'v'roishi Shomizbeach. And the Braisa, the Tosefta concludes, Beroshe shel mizbeach sheshom moilchin hakoymitz v'alavoyne v'aktoires u'minchis koyhanim u'minchis koy moshiach u'minchis nesochim v'oiles ha'oif. L'choyra, if the pshat is that it has to be done mitzav d'ike mitzvus melicha beroshe ha'mizbeach dafke, then it's move on that there's a taina of a chisal gedaitach shezakov l'gabi mizbeach. But if that was the uvda, gufa the uvda was that the melach was nesuna b'roish ha-mizbeah, but is a din that the melicha has to be done b'roish ha-mizbeah dafke? Mechateise. If so, we misakish and say a svore, perhaps that maybe it has to be done b'roish ha-mizbeah because it was there's something we call halah. When something goes on the mizbech, it's called a halah by yevorim, by yemurim. In fact, Rab Chaim always used to say, "Ein lino." There's a man deyoma machlokes amaroyim in zvachim daf peizayin. The Rambam passes lino mayelas, but there's a man deyoma that if something goes up roish hamizbech before amud hashachar, even though when it comes amud hashachar, everything that go all dvorim that are kedushim bekedushas aguf become nifsa belino. But there's a man the yoma ein lina mayelus b'roish hamizbeach. Something that's lying on the roish hamizbeach, ba'amud hashachar, it doesn't become nifsa. B'pshuta, it's because there's a kiddush mizbeach. Rab Chaim wanted to say b'das Rambam, the Rambam doesn't bring down the din of lina by dam b'roish hamizbeach. Rab Chaim wanted to say because the din, the svara of ein lina mayelus b'roish hamizbeach is because halo tchilas aktov. When something goes b'roish hamizbeach, that's a halo. Halo is as if it's betchilat. It's as if it's the aktora started, and it's be'emtza aktora. Memela, the whole lina doesn't apply because lina means it was lan. It the muktor didn't have its aktora, nothing happened, it was lan. By definition, lan means that it's without, nothing started. If the aktora started, that's not lan. Says Rab Chaim, that's the svar of Ein Lina Mayelus B'roish HaMizbeach, because we consider it as if the aktora already started. So it's b'roish hamizbeach. It's in the middle of it. If it's in the middle of its aktora, so of course there's not going to be a psulina. We won't go into this now. It's a long discussion. The makor that there's such a musig of halor, maybe tchilas aktora, is perhaps the gemara on daf zayin amud aleph later by chimtzav a mincha that there's a psul called chometz. There's an iset to yinala b'machmetz a mincha b'roish hamizbeach mahu. That could be the sugya right on daf nun zayin. But someone might come and say, getting back to our sugya, that when you have melicha has to be done after the halah, there was already a halah, it's already be'emtza aktora, that's when melicha has to be done, meaning to say that there's a halacha that melicha has to be done davke b'roish hamizbeach. But that's very shred to say by k'toyres. Besides that, that's in svara is mechudish. But by K'toyres, we might even say it's an impossibility. Because by K'toyres, where was K'toyres hooked up? K'toyres was hooked up on the Mizbech HaPnimi. And we're talking about the Melicha that was B'roish HaMizbeach, we're talking about the Mizbech HaChitze. So it's impossible to say by K'toyres that when there's a Halot Chilas HaKtora on the Mizbech HaChitze. Nevertheless, the Braisa lists as one of those niktorim that had melicha b'roish hamizbeach, one of them is k'toyres b'roish hamizbeach sheshamoylchin, not only koymet zelavoyne, it says haktoyres. So therefore we would say it's a taka, it's very shver to say that. In fact, we could say it's a tzorich im godel, it's a t'mir mamish, t'mir ravsa. How is it shayich b'chlal, the whole svara of a chisal g'day shazak over the gavim mizbeach, if there's a mitzvah melicha is not mechayiv, doesn't fodder, there's no halacha, there's no special halacha saying that it has to be done b'roish hamizbeach. It's unlike hatzosis aliyasa, unlike a melicha seilus ha'oif that have to be done b'roish hamizbeach.